My name is Brother Gabriel Muniz from the Paris Avenue Ecclesia, and our pianist this evening is Sister Anne Regal from the Portage Ecclesia. What an incredible blessing it is to be together once again to share in this week of Bible school. Perhaps this year, more than others, it feels almost monumental. While we mourn our Lord's continued absence, we do rejoice that our Heavenly Father gives us opportunities like these to fellowship together and strengthen that which remains, that we might hold fast unto the end. Tonight we'll begin our week with the Midwest Welcome Hymn. You'll find the words to this in the back of your program. And after we sing that together, please stand for an opening prayer, after which you may be seated. Welcome, welcome to the Midwest, brothers, sisters, children too. As we gather here together, may the Lord bless all we do. The Midwest Welcome Hymn. Have a prayer. Yahweh our God, you are the creator of light and life, the father of the faithful. We're here together as a group of your children to praise you and to glorify you together. We're so thankful, Father, for the opportunity to be together in person to continue to build our relationship with you and our relationships with your other children. We praise you for the work that you've done in the world and in us, for the work that you're still doing, and for the work that you've promised that you will do. As we sing together now, Father, help us to connect more deeply with that work, intellectually and emotionally. Kindle within us joyful and passionate commitment to it. Strengthen our resolve to push through the opposition of our human nature, to follow in the footsteps of your Son in service to you and your family. We're easily distracted, Father, and so we pray for your blessing on our effort to focus our minds now. We pray these things because we want to give you glory. And we pray that soon, Father, you would send your Son to this earth, that you would hasten the day when the whole earth will be filled with that glory. Teach us to want that more than anything else. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers, sisters, young people, and friends, what a joy it is to sing together. There's no doubt that the events of the past 2 years have been tumultuous and challenging, both on the world stage and for many of us in our personal lives. Being together is a wonderful opportunity, and so our hymns this evening focus our minds first on praise to our Heavenly Father for the work He has done, and then on joyful anticipation for the work that He will do in the establishment of His kingdom. We'll begin our praise with hymn 116, and we'll stand for this hymn, though we'll remain seated for most of tonight. Hymn 116 begins, "Praise my soul, the King of heaven. To His feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Evermore His praises sing." Hymn 116. The next hymn we'll sing is hymn 423. It's a hymn sometimes sung at the start of a new year, but for many of us, Bible school is a yearly tradition, and so it seems a fitting prayer to open our time together. As you remain seated, please turn to hymn 423. "For thy mercy and thy grace, faithful through another year, hear our song of thankfulness, Jesus, our Redeemer, hear." Hymn 423. Thank you. It's helpful to use this time together to focus on the week ahead, our time to reflect on the wisdom of God's word, to draw near to our Heavenly Father. With this in mind, we'll move to hymn 183. Hymn 183 reads, "Inspirer of the ancient seers, who wrote from thee the sacred page, a light for all succeeding years, a lamp in this degenerate age." Hymn 183. While our activities this week will surround many topics, one of particular note will be the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus. In consideration of his example and teachings brings us to hymn 210. O Master, it is good to be high on the mountain here with thee, where stand revealed to mortal gaze thy faithful saints of other days. Hymn 210. Next, we'll move to hymn 135, which begins, "Dear Lord and Maker of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy service find. In deeper reverence praise." Hymn 135. The next section of hymns will focus our vision on what is coming, a topic we'll consider later this week in the choral program. We know that our Lord Jesus will be returning and that his return is nearer now than when we first believed. And yet at times our vision of that glorious future can become clouded. Hopefully the time we spend together tonight petitioning our Father with praise will help to clear our vision. We'll start this section by standing for hymn 301, which begins, "O thou everlasting Father, give the kingdom to thy Son. He has died that he might gather all thy children into one." We'll stand for hymn 301.
Thank you.
It's truly an incredible blessing to be together to sing praises to God this evening. It's a luxury that perhaps this year, more than others, we truly appreciate. Yet we know that there will be a great time yet when many more voices will join in singing. If you'll turn with me, please, to hymn 305, which we'll remain seated for. That hymn begins, "When shall the voice of singing flow joyfully along?" Hymn 305. What a glorious day that will be. Our Heavenly Father, who longs to share that future with us, has left us scriptures full of beautiful imagery and visions of what that kingdom period will be like. Isaiah in particular is full of vivid descriptions of the glory of the kingdom. We'll reflect on some of those images as summarized in hymn 289. Hymn 289, "A rose shall bloom in a lonely place. A wild shall echo with sounds of joy. For heaven's own gladness its bounds shall grace, and forms angelic their songs employ." We'll remain seated for hymn 289. Thank you. For our last hymn in this section, we'll sing hymn 290 to the second tune. This hymn is a powerful description of the day when our Lord Jesus will be crowned Lord of all. Hymn 290 begins, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all." Hymn 290. With our last section of hymns this evening, we seek to petition our Heavenly Father to hasten that day, but also to strengthen our resolve and focus our minds on our purpose. May we use this time and this week that we have been truly blessed with to make the answer, to seek first the kingdom of God. We'll begin this section with hymn 379, which reminds us of the glorious, faithful promises that await those who overcome. Hymn 379, where the second verse asks, "Who shall the white stone bearing, his secret name behold, and robes of whiteness wearing, come forth as purged gold?" Hymn 379. Next, we'll sing hymn 388 and reflect on the incredible promises that we've been invited to be a part of. Hymn 388 begins, "We shall be like him. Oh, how rich the promise. What greater could our Father's love prepare? Few are the words and softly are they spoken, but who shall tell the blessings hidden there?" Hymn 388. Our last hymn before we close this evening is hymn 284, a call to awaken ourselves, to reignite the excitement and expectation that may have waned or become clouded. This week, let us prepare ourselves for the welcome return of our Lord. This evening is certainly a welcome start to our time together. Hymn 284 begins, "The days are quickly flying and Christ will come again." Hymn 284. Thank you. We'll close this evening with a word of prayer by our brother Everett after standing and singing Bless This School, which is also located at the back of your program. And we'll just have a few brief announcements after the closing prayer. The words of the final verse are a fitting thought as we bring tonight to a close. Bless us all the days we're here. Rejoice our hearts that Christ is near. Bless this school.
Yahweh, our God, the righteous King of all the earth and our merciful and gracious Heavenly Father, we are so grateful tonight to be able to join our thoughts and our voices in praise and joyful anticipation. We are so grateful, Heavenly Father, that you have blessed each of us, indeed the whole race of mankind, with the ability to make music and to find comfort and joy in that process, and that we should be able to do so with who you are and what you are doing and how we can be a part of it, firmly fixed in our minds, is truly wonderful. We thank you, Father, that you are a faithful God, that your purpose is certain and sure, and that you are a light in the darkness of this world. Help us, Heavenly Father, to perceive that light with greater clarity this week, to find comfort and encouragement together around your word. It is good, Father, to be here in this place, but it is good most of all to be in your presence, to be with you. And we ask you, Father, for clarity and for peace of mind this week, to truly be with you. Help us to hear the still small voice of calm and to be soothed by it. Indeed, Father, it is our greatest desire to be strengthened when your Son returns, to receive immortality, to be truly like him in mind and in being. And so, Father, we pray that that day would be soon, that you would give the kingdom to your Son, that he would descend to this earth to establish your kingdom, that we might see him crowned, and that the wondrous things that have been spoken in the past might be realized, and that we might be there, Father, to assist him in that process by which this world will be filled with your glory. We long to see that Heavenly Father and to know that joy as a matter of personal experience. And we pray that you would bless this week to that end. We thank you and we praise you. And we do all of this, Father, with great joy in and through the name of your Son, even Jesus the Christ. Amen.